Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, January 22nd, 2010. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Today's message is a bit different, but as we just prayed, one that periodically needs to be in our teaching order. It's titled, Satan's Schemes. Now listen as Brooksine reads three scripture texts from 2 Corinthians 2:11, from Ephesians 6:11, and 1 Peter 5, verse 8.
So that no advantage would be taken of us by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his schemes. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
As a young Christian, I enjoyed the music of the late Christian musical artist Keith Green. He wrote a song concerning the devil's work, written as if the devil himself had written it. The devil is gleeful as his strategy in convincing people that, quote, no one believes in me anymore, is very effective. In fact, that's the title of the song, No One Believes in Me Anymore. Well, that song is just as true, and actually, it seems even more so today. Naturalism has taken such a toll in regard to not only belief in God, but also belief in Satan. Another book written at that time was Satan is Alive and Well on Planet Earth.
Satanology is the study of Satan, and though such a study should never be our major focus, we do well to understand his activities. Taught in the scriptures and brought to light in contemporary and ancient hymns, we are reminded, but still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe.
We must recognize that Satan is our adversary, seeking whom he may devours. Schemes in the daily text translates the Greek word methodia, from which we get the English word, of course, method. From the beginning, Satan's method has been to discredit God and overthrow his plan to redeem fallen mankind.
Satan has a plot for our doom, but thank God he has a plan for our triumph. Satan's plot is summed up by Jesus in John 10:10, where he says, he has come to steal and kill and destroy. God's plan is to give abundant life in our journey below and eternal joys in the life yet to come.
Satan's original plot caused the fall of man. That's recorded in Genesis chapter 3. And it provides many clues to help us recognize his ongoing schemes and methods. Well, in Genesis 3, we see he causes doubts, he distracts, he distorts, he deceives, and he brings about utter destruction. We must not be ignorant of his schemes, but rather we must thoughtfully put on the armor of God, as recorded in Ephesians chapter 6, and take a bold stand. We must be sober rather than frivolous, and we must remain vigilant. Let us do so today, so that we do not cringe in fear from our adversary, but instead we can take a stand against the devil's schemes.
Let's pray together. Father, though Satan has a sinister and deceitful scheme for our lives, we will not fear. Your guidance for us in discerning his evil schemes is revealed throughout the entire Bible. Not only do we receive warning through the prophets, the disciples, and other people of faith, but we see Jesus as the supreme example of one who resisted the temptations of the evil one. His time of testing in the wilderness and in the Garden of Gethsemane revealed that resistance to temptation brings present and future reward. Though Satan wants me so that he can destroy me, you want me so that you can save me here and now and in the hereafter. Thank you for the armor that protects me from the evil one. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And thank you for joining us today. It's a joy to share these messages each weekday morning. And our commitment certainly is to encourage, but really over the last several years, we're aware that there is an instructing aspect, kind of a daily Bible lesson in our teachings. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have posted for Friday, January 22nd, 2010. We do have a beautiful picture on the site today. Again, one taken by our friend Mike Book, a beautiful winter rural scene. And then we do have several songs we posted, songs related to the message. I did find a nice video of that Keith Green song, No One Believes in Me Anymore. And I guess the subtitle of it is Satan's Boast. And it's a creatively written song, and one that you must remember when listening to it, though, is written from the perspective of Satan. And then I found another Keith Green song called Dear John Letter, in parenthesis, to the devil. And it's kind of, again, like Keith writes, creative. I alluded to a sign about our ancient foe who continues to seek us woe. And that is from the tremendous classical hymn by Martin Luther, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. And I have a Steve Green version. All Greens today, but Steve Green and Keith Green are not related. And I did mention I have an online article about Satanology. A very well-written, longer article for those that might want to study that subject further. It's available just as a link that opens up to a webpage. Thank you for joining us this Friday. Of course, you may not be listening to it Friday. We're completing it just after noon on Friday, January 22nd. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net, and these messages are both posted on the website daily and then archived each day. We have some 5 years' worth of messages on the web now. Blessings, and continue to serve God faithfully.